Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws from February 8, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visual impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. And here we go. We will bowl every Friday night in February. If we end up with another night of bad weather, we will have to bowl on Good Friday. So, everyone, please pray that any snow we get comes at the beginning of the week. The 19th annual Durham Sweethearts Tournament will be held on Saturday, February 23, beginning at 9 a.m., with registration beginning at 8 a.m. The tournament will be held at Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. The Alley's phone number is 919-682-9145. Entry fees of $35 are due to Durham Pin Devils, care of Wendell Williamson, Tournament Director, 4308 Emerald Forest Drive, Apartment F, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. By February the 10th. Please let Sharon know if you will need van transportation so that we can determine what is needed. Friday night, today, February 8, is the CBA Mailographic Night, so good luck to everyone. Get your crock pots ready. Our annual chili soup stew and dessert cook-off is scheduled for Saturday, March 2. We will be using the Fellowship Hall at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27608. The time is from 4 until 8 p.m., and the cost to eat is $5, but it is free to enter a dish, and we will have prizes for first, second, and third place in each category. You do not have to be a bowler to enter or to come and eat, so be sure to bring your friends. The Forsyth Blind Bowlers are inviting everyone to the annual Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowlers Tournament to be held on Saturday, March 16 at Creekside Bowling Lanes, 1450 Trademark Boulevard, Winston-Salem. The registration begins at 9 a.m. and bowling begins at 9:30 a.m. All teams should consist of four bowlers, one totally blind or equivalent, one sighted, and two any vision level in between. Use last year's ABBA average or a current average if you do not have an average from last year. Handicaps will be figured at 90%. Entry fees are $35 per bowler and are due to Winston by March 6. Please send all entry forms and money to Forsyth Blind Bowlers, care of Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Outlaw entries are due in their lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 1. Information about the outlaw departure time, etc., will be determined soon. Now here is the National Tournament Hotel information. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29 to June 3 of this year. Our host hotel is the Sheraton Station Square Hotel at 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. New information. Listen up. Per ABBA President A.J. Inglesby, you will not, repeat, not be charged for your first night at the hotel. Each individual is responsible for booking your own accommodations. Should you need to cancel, you may do so up to 48 hours in advance in order to be refunded this deposit. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. To reserve your rooms, please call 1-800-325-3535. And be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. The cutoff date to get the group rate is April 29, and the group rate will be honored 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament based upon room availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. Average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. They will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. And we will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road in Pittsburgh, zip code 15205. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and a snack bar. And they will provide a breakfast and a lunch menu for the tournament. Entry fees are $70 for the regular tournament and an additional $20 for the Masters event, and they are due in the lane envelopes no later than March 1. This will allow ample time to set up teams and submit forms to the tournament director well before the March 15 deadline. Guests attending and not bowling will need to pay a $12 registration fee in order to attend tournament events at the hotel, such as hospitality, etc., and or ride the tournament transportation to the bowling alley. SBBA tournament information. The bowlers in our league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry fees are $56 for singles, doubles, and teams, with an additional $25 for the Masters. Any outlaws who would like to enter should have their fees in the lane envelope no later than Friday, March 8, and that should include their $6 SBBA sanction fee. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Hampton Marina. Included is a breakfast for up to 2 people per room per day. The rooms are $104 per day plus tax for either 2 double beds or 1 king bed with a sleeper. The phone number to call for reservations is 757-727-8914. And when making reservations, be sure to let them know that you are with the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 14. Reservations made after that date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Century Lanes, 1519 Pembroke Avenue in Hampton, Virginia, 23663. Their phone number is 757-722-2551. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then at 8 o'clock p.m. until 10, there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not as yet sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with your entry. So here's a recap of the important dates and other information. Tournament date, April 4 through 6. Entry deadline, March 14. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Crown Plaza Hampton Marina, 700 Settlers Landing Road, Hampton, Virginia, 23669. Phone number, 757-727-8914. Room rate, $104 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 14. Bowling Center, Century Lanes, 1519 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 236-63. Phone number 757-722-2551. Entry fees, regular tournament $56, master tournament $25. Make all of your checks payable to SBBA Tournament and mail them to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L Boulevard, Apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Now, your attention, bowlers, please. When you know that you are going to be out, please let Sharon know, even if it is at the last minute. We cannot guarantee a sub for you, but there is always a chance of getting one, but we have to know about it. Also, as soon as you know you need a night off, let Sharon know, even if it is sometime into the future, so that we can begin looking for subs as soon as possible. Here are some ABBA awards that have been given. And they are as follows. Single games over average 100 pins over, 75 over, 60 over for averages of less than 100. In the silver category, PM 225 and over, TM 175 and over, PF 195 and over, TF 155 and over, SM 260 and over, SF 230 and over. In the bronze category, PM 215 to 224, TM 165 to 174, PF 185 to 194, TF 145 to 154, SM 250 to 259, SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits: 4-6, 4-6-10, 4-6-7, 4-6-7-10, 7-8-10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or a note, so that she can request it. And here are your hot shots for week 16. Judy Eason Farr, 110. Karen Broderick, 121. Jeff Tucker, 116. Shelby Foster, 117. Albert Roberson, 165. Miriam Dixon, 147. Marjorie Conyers, 165. Dwight Jones, 88. Kaisha Adams, 126. Letitia Adams, 136. Brenda Haney, 119. Jenna Meck, 126. Marjorie Hurd, 147. Mike Blunt, 128. Lois Sanders, 123. Michael Edwards, 194. Don Ball, 84. Thelma Crumpler, 129. Van McLean Jr., 201. Rochelle Sharp, 82, Ginger Rush, 154, and Robert Parrish, 164. Congratulations to everyone. To benefit the CBA youth account, we have another raffle going on. The first prize is a $100 gift card, and second prize is a $50 gift card. And there's a third prize as well, and that is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1 each, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for tickets. Outlaw Clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts or jackets, please see Ginger Rush. 12 items are needed to place an order. The price list is on the back page of your email copy of these notes, and a payment in advance is requested. Here is something called the Carolyn Marshall Covington article. This is a very nice WRAL article honoring Carolyn Marshall Covington, who heads Insightful Visionaries, the group that, among other things, sponsors the Blind Idol. And here's the headline. Carolyn Marshall Covington, Triangle Woman Serves as Role Model for Black History Month, by Bianca Thurmond, WRAL anchor, reporter, on January the 30th. From Raleigh, North Carolina, Carolyn Marshall Covington has the kind of charisma you rarely hear and perseverance that you rarely see. But it's her spirit that truly captivates. Five things to know. She is a veteran of the beauty industry. She was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, an incurable condition that eventually causes blindness. She was inspired to create Insightful Visionaries, a nonprofit dedicated to empowering the blind and visually impaired community. Her group works to help the visually impaired maintain an independent lifestyle and continued participation in the mainstream community. And her website is https://insightfulvisionaries.org. You guys have that super brain power. We all have it. We have to see the images in our head, she said recently to a group of students at the Governor Moorhead School, which caters to students who are visually impaired. We have to imagine everything. We make everything happen in our heads, so we've got superpowers, Covington said. At the school, Covington is more than just a speaker. She's proof positive of being able to overcome a physical disability. She envisioned working in the beauty industry as a hairstylist. Decades into her field, doctors diagnosed her with retinitis pigmentosa, an incurable condition that would one day be cited as the reason for her blindness. It was devastating, she said, truly devastating. She said she never thought her health would hold her back. I immediately thought I had raced to get to the top, and slowly you're going to watch everything disappear in front of my eyes, she said. In researching her condition, Covington discovered an underserved community, those who are visually impaired. That's when she launched a nonprofit dedicated to helping that group and herself. Nothing can stop me from anything that I put my mind to doing, she said. Covington now travels around the Triangle in order to mentor kids, host fundraisers, and even participate in singing competitions for blind contestants, all with the hope of facilitating independence and support. To be blind, black, and a female in business. People can look at it as a triple threat, but I don't look at it that way, because I look at what I can do, Covington said, and I know what I can do. To have someone come in and represent some of the trials that they're going to be through is just phenomenal, said Barbara Bacon, the school director at Governor Moorhead. During February, which is also Black History Month, WRAL News is honoring four exceptional women who are working to have a positive impact on their community. If you'd like to see and hear the wording on WRAL's video, A Blind Woman with 20/20 Vision, Seeing the Future, you can do so by going to https://www.youtube.com/watch?letterv=letter J, lowercase k, lowercase o, lowercase f, c y, and uppercase e. If you didn't get that down, you can call in to the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I'm certain it can be given to you, 919-832-5138. And now, Tech Tidbits, the top ones. We're reading the titles and the descriptions of top Tech Tidbits. You can access them and all of their associated web addresses by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com for a weekly email that also includes classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc. The associated web addresses are also available to you by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. And now for the highlights. If you happen to miss last week's webinar conducted by Larry Lewis, Taking the Bite Out of JAWS Testing, never fear, we've got you covered. A recording of the webinar along with accompanying slide deck for the presentation can be found at the link provided. We had close to 200 participants in attendance last week, and if you were one of those who attended, we'd like to express our thanks to you for taking time out of your busy schedule to attend. Correct URL for Clue Indoor Navigation App. Last week, we gave a URL for this interesting free app that led to an unrelated app with a similar name. To read about the indoor navigation app, instead, go to this website. And I'm going to give you this one rather than have you call in. bit.ly/2, and then uppercase WKXS, lowercase y, uppercase C. Grocery Delivery on Eyes on Success, episode 1906 of Eyes on Success, discusses the new wave of grocery delivery possibilities and how you can access them. Code Jumper Waiting List. Code Jumper is in the process for teaching coding to children that's been developed by Microsoft and to be sold by the American Printing House. You can get on the waiting list to buy it and see the documentation as it becomes available. Gold Gun Audio iOS Game. The Blind Abilities podcast demonstrates this game, and we hear from the developer who has plans for additional games. Then there's audio games and game development. Smash Clay is a site packed with listings of accessible games and resources for making games accessible. The Double Tap blog, a handy place to keep up with technology for the blind, is the Double Tap online blog created by people that bring us the Double Tap Canada podcast. Freedom Scientific Training Resources. You can view an archived webinar, including FS plans for training. JAWS improvements demoed in FS Cast. In FS Cast number 166, we learn about easier acquisition of voices for JAWS and more powerful spell check and autocorrect in Microsoft products. Microsoft webinar about Narrator. You can view Microsoft's accessibility webinar about Narrator improvements. New resource on assistive software seeking to launch. Researchers at Georgia Tech are developing the Assistive Software Knowledge Base, a new online resource to help employees with disabilities, employers, and rehabilitation professionals find the information that they need to select, install, and use specialized software for people with disabilities in the workplace. Mystic Access on Tech Talk. The Mystic Access team will discuss their tutorial on Google Suite on Tech, T-E-K, Tech Talk on 12 February 2019 at 0100 GMT. And finally, latest Mac accessibility roundtable. Here you have episode number 169. Onward to the calendar of events. WFB information is being provided by Robert Parrish, the Wake Federation of the Blind president. He writes, the Wake Federation of the Blind has changed their meeting time. The location is at the usual location of the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, and it will take place on Saturdays from 9 until 11 a.m. I'm sorry, Saturday, February the 9th, that's tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, if you have questions or comments, please call Robert. His phone number is 919-616-1606 or email Robert C. Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S, 7, Robert C. Parrish 7 at gmail.com. He hopes to be able to see all of you there. Please go to the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances. www.artsaccess.inc.org/add-performances.shtml. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. Next meeting will be Thursday, February 21, from noon until 1 o'clock. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the mayor's committee chair. His contact information is telephone 919-673-8300. Email Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09, Ricky Scott, 09, at gmail.com. The Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. And finally, a free health fair. There will be a free health fair March 30th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First Cosmopolitan Baptist Church, 1515 Crosslink Road, Raleigh. Services offered will include health screening, blood pressure, BMI check, mammograms, HIV, STD, kidney and stroke, and child dental screening. There will also be some giveaways. For more information, call 919-833-3283. And that, of course, brings us to recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. So what do we have on the list today? Well, our first one, cream cheese and sausage pasta bake. The ingredients, 12 ounces of tubular pasta, like penne pasta, ziti, or rigatoni, 1 pound of ground mild Italian sausage, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 4 ounces of cream cheese, 1 24-ounce jar of tomato basil pasta sauce, 1 14-ounce can of diced tomatoes with the juices, 3 cloves of garlic that you have minced, 3 cups of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1/4 cup of fresh basil leaves, roughly chopped, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and this one's optional, however, and finally 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Here's our preparation. Cook the pasta according to the package instructions. Drain it and set it aside. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 2-quart casserole dish with a cooking spray. Set it aside. Then heat the oil in a large skillet over a medium-high heat. Cook the sausage until it's browned. Pour the pasta sauce and the diced tomatoes with the juices into the skillet and stir it up to deglaze the pan. Add the garlic, salt, pepper, and red pepper flakes, if using. Add heavy cream and cream cheese and stir until it's all melted into the sauce. Bring it all to a simmer, then reduce the heat to low. Transfer the cooked pasta to the prepared baking dish. Top it with 1/2 of the mozzarella cheese. Pour sauce over the top and stir gently until the noodles are evenly covered. Then top it with the remaining mozzarella cheese. Sprinkle 1/2 of the basil leaves, then bake it for 20 minutes or until the cheese begins to bubble. Then remove it from the oven to rest for 5 to 10 minutes before serving. And if you would like, garnish it with the remaining basil leaves. Okay, now we're going to do a little baking here with a cake. And I've not heard of this one. I know about pound cakes, but this is a 7-Up pound cake. So you're going to need 1 1/2 cups of butter softened, 3 cups of sugar, 5 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons of almond or lemon extract, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, and 1 cup of 7-Up, Sprite, or Sierra Mist. And for the directions, preheat your oven again to 350 degrees. Cream the butter. Add sugar, 1 cup at a time, beating for a minute before adding and scraping the sides of the bowl after each addition. Once all the sugar is added, continue to beat for an additional 4 minutes. Add eggs, 1 at a time, mixing after each addition. Add the extracts and mix well. Add the flour and the soda alternately starting and ending with the flour, mixing well after each addition and continuing to scrape the sides of the bowl. Pour it all into a greased bundt pan and bake for 1 hour to 1 hour and 10 minutes until the cake is firm. Using a loaf pan, this will fill two pans and bake it for 50 to 60 minutes until the cake is firm. Sounds quite intriguing. So does the next one, Woolworth's famous ice box cheesecake. Sounds like something even I could make. 1 12-ounce can of carnation evaporated milk, well chilled. 1 2/3 cups of graham cracker crumbs. 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar. 6 tablespoons of margarine or butter melted. 1 3-ounce box of lemon jello gelatin or any flavor that you happen to like. 1 cup of boiling water. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese. 1 cup of granulated sugar. And 4 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice or 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Not both, just one or the other. Okay, what are we going to do with that? Let's begin with shaking the can of evaporated milk well and refrigerate it until it is well chilled. That would be at least an hour. In a small mixing bowl, use a wire whisk. Dissolve the jello into the boiling water and let it sit for, work it around for 1 to 2 minutes. Then set it aside to cool until it's lukewarm. Combine the graham cracker crumbs, confectioner's sugar, and melted butter. Reserve 1/3 cup of the mixture for the topping. Press the remainder firmly into the bottom of an 11.5 by 7.5 inch or similar dish. Refrigerate or put in the freezer until needed. In another large mixing bowl, and using a mixer, beat together the cream cheese, the granulated sugar, and the lemon juice or vanilla until smooth and creamy. Beat in the cooled jello until well blended. Refrigerate the mixture for now. Shake the can of chilled evaporated milk again and pour into another large mixing bowl. Beat on the high speed of the mixer until it's light and fluffy, say about 3 to 4 minutes. It should have the consistency of beaten egg whites. Beat in the cream cheese and jello mixture. Pour the mixture over the chilled crust. Sprinkle the top with the remaining crumb mixture. Refrigerate for several hours before cutting into squares. Note, you can use a larger pan like a 9 by 12 inch and the dessert will be thinner. If you have too much filling for the smaller pan, pour it into small bowls and then refrigerate them for a quick and creamy snack. Yeah, that's the part that I think I like the most. You have been listening to the February 8th edition of Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, and certainly hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and a visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.trianglereadingservice.org on your computer. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.